在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
A week had passed since he first staked out the empty plot of land, during which time Nagata had seen a great many different cats come in and out. Kawamura, the brown-striped cat, stopped by a couple of times each day to say hello. Nagata greeted him, and they chatted about the weather and his sub-city. He still couldn't follow a word the cat said.
Crouch on pavement, Kawara's in trouble, Kawamura said.
He seemed to want to convey something to Nagata, but the old man couldn't grasp it, and he said so. The cat seemed perplexed by this, and repeated the same, possibly the same, thought in different words.
Kawara's shouting tide.
Nagata was even more lost.
Too bad Mimi's not here to help out, he thought. Mimi'd give the cat a good slap on the cheek and get him to make some sense. A smart cat, that Mimi.
But Mimi never showed up in a field like this, since she hated getting ticks from other cats. Once he'd spilled out all these ideas, which Nagata couldn't understand, Kawamura left, beaming. Other cats filtered in and out. At first they were on their guard when they spotted Nagata, staring at him in annoyance from a distance. But after they saw that he was just sitting there, doing nothing, they forgot all about him. In his typical, friendly way, Nagata tried to strike up conversations. He'd say hello and introduce himself, but most of the cats turned a deaf ear, pretending they couldn't hear him or looked right through him. The cats here were particularly adept at giving someone the cold shoulder. They must have had some pretty awful experiences with humans, Nagata decided. He was in no position to demand anything of them, and didn't blame them for their standoffishness. He knew that in the world of cats, he would always be an outsider.
So you can talk, eh?
The cat, a black-and-white tabby with torn ears, said a bit hesitantly, glancing around. The cat spoke gruffly, but seemed nice enough.
Yes, a little, Nagata replied. Impressive all the same, the tabby observed. My name's Nagata, Nagata said, introducing himself. And your name would be?
I ain't got one, the tabby said brusquely.
How about Okawa? Do you mind if I call you that?
Whatever.
Well then, Mr. Okawa, Nagata said, as a token of our meeting each other, would you care for some dried sardines?
Sounds good. One of my favourite sardines.
Nagata took a saran-wrapped sardine from his bag and opened it up for Okawa. He always had a few sardines with him, just in case. Okawa gobbled down the sardine, stripping it from head to tail, then cleaned his face.
That hit the spot. Much obliged. I'll be happy to lick you somewhere, if you like.
No, there's no need. Nagata's grateful for the offer, but right now I don't need to be licked anywhere, thanks all the same. Actually, I've been asked by its owner to locate a missing cat, a female tortoiseshell by the name of Goma.
Nagata took the color snapshot of Goma from his bag and showed it to Okawa.
Someone told me this cat has been spotted in this vacant plot of land, so Nagata's been sitting here for several days waiting for Goma to turn up. So I was wondering if, by chance, you might have run across her.
Okawa glanced at the photo and made a gloomy face. Frown lines appeared between his eyebrows, and he blinked in consternation several times.
I'm grateful for the sardine, don't get me wrong. But I can't talk about that. I'll be in hot water if I do.
Nagata was bewildered.
In hot water if you talk about it.
A dangerous, nasty business it is. I think you'd better write that cat off. And if you know what's good for you, you'll stay away from this place. I don't want you to get into trouble. Sorry I couldn't be of more help, but please consider this warning my way of thanking you for the food.
With this, Okawa stood up, looked around, and disappeared into a thicket.